This next tune we're going to do is a tune written by a real good friend of mine. Mr. Irvin Rouse. He lives down in Miami, Florida. He wrote this tune in 1937, riding around Lake Okeechobee. The name of it is the Orange Blossom Special.
Both language used in my family, so I have learned both of them. My grandmother was full-blooded Miccosukee, and my grandfather was Creek. So my mother learned how to talk Creek, and they use all both languages, so I learned both of them as I was growing up. And the other ones I'm going to sing is in Miccosukee. There's two tribes in Florida, Miccosukee tribe and the Seminole tribe, and they both entirely different language. The Miccosukee tribe is out on the trail, although they are known, all of them, as Seminoles. And this is one of their songs. On the chas canta, piheiki, on the chas canta, piheiki, on the chas canta, piheiki, mon the okla canton, ingusapason, mon tonitliwa, ingusapason, mon tonitliwa, ingusapason, mon tonitliwa, mon the okla canton. That's a Christian song. Thank you. One day I'm going to teach Cousin Thelma, and she's going to sing for you all.
She's a Baptist, all you Baptists out there, just like me. And it's a wonderful experience to go down to the reservation and attend church with them. It's lovely. I'll say this word that Frank Shore had a bad accident and fractured his back. And he's in real bad shape. You remember that Frank and his wife, Lottie Shore, have been to the festival many, many times. Frank is the chief medicine man of the Cow Creek tribe at the Brighton Reservation. So if any of you live down there, I hope you'll go to the hospital and see him. He's probably in the hospital in Okeechobee. Now, the Smith family gospel singers are better than syrup to sop. Oh, my, what wonderful singers they are. And as I told you, gospel music is an important part of our folk scene. And when you hear them, you'll be hearing gospel singing at its best. Our wonderful friends, the Smith families. Eloise is the leader, and I'll let her introduce the group.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. It's good to be back again at the Folk Festival. Over at the piano, we have Russell Taylor. On the drums, we have Marshall Carroll, my husband Bill on rhythm guitar, Don Sandlin singing the tenor, and on, I guess we call it lead guitar, Billy Carroll from Bartow. We're going to sing a song entitled, I'm Going to Wake Up in Glory. When my daily work down here is ended and I lay upon my bed and sleep, I ask my Jesus to protect me all the way. If through the night my Savior calls me, heavenly angels take me home, I'm gonna wake up in glory someday. Oh, I'm gonna wake up in glory someday. When all the trials down here have passed away, robe and pick up crown when I wake up in glory someday. Now when my time comes across, oh Jordan, please don't you worry about me. Though I'm laid beneath the ground, friend, I'll never stay. When my Jesus splits the heavens, I'm gonna wake up with a shout. I'm gonna wake up in glory someday. Oh, I'm gonna wake back up in glory someday, when all my trials down here have passed away. I'm gonna lay my burdens down, take up a robe and pick up the ground, when I wake up in glory someday. I'm gonna wake up in glory someday, when all my trials down here have passed away. I'm gonna lay my burdens down, take up a robe and pick up the ground, when I wake up in glory someday. When I wake up in glory someday.
You know, this is our testimony. We're happy we're born-again Christians. I believe in the hereafter with all my heart. Love the Lord. And here's a song here that I wrote that tells why I know that I'm going to wake up in glory someday. It's called, He Took My Sins Away. Many years I had wondered down a dark and dreary road, not knowing where to turn to lay down my heavy load. My burdens were so heavy, my heart so full of grief. I searched and searched to find a way, still there was no relief. There was no relief. Then one day out of somewhere, a voice came loud and plain. It called my name and said to me, you must be born again. So down upon my knees I fell. How long I stayed I can't tell. But then and there that very day, Jesus took my sins away. He took my sins away. The Savior has come in. Yes, one day out of somewhere, a voice came loud and plain. It called my name and said to me, you must be born again. So down upon my knees I fell. How long I stayed, I can't tell. But then and there, that very day, Jesus took my sins away. He took my sins away. He took my sins away. He took my sins away.
All right, this song features Don. It's entitled I'm Gonna Make It. Now, I noticed some of you kept clapping your hands. Now, we're here to have a good time. This is a rhythm song, so if you want to beat a little rhythm with your hands, it'll be fine, okay? I'm gonna make it.
Troubles and trials more than enough. Sometimes the way gets rugged and rough. I have a promise, he'll go with me all the way. Though the valley is dark and drear, I know my Jesus is always near. Oh, I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. I'm gonna make it all the way. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Bless my Savior. Home someday.
at last I stand. He's gonna take me by the hand. He has promised he'll go with me all the way. Though the valley is dark and drear, I know my Jesus is always near. Oh, I'm gonna make it all the way home someday.
Lots of favorite performance, you know. When you go for 21 years, you become a family. And Eugenius Cecini Jones is part of our family. Eugenia grew up in Orlando. She's married to John Paul Jones and has a beautiful baby. But she's continuing to sing. She sings a lot of lullabies now. But she's going to charm us right now. Eugenia.
Thank you. It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Got reasons aplenty for going. This I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind, you know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, every song in my breast dies of mourning, without you, sing it with me. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. One more time. Come on, everybody, sing. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Well, you know that was the last thing on my mind.
Thank you.
this song I've known for many years, and I've never sung it, and I don't know why. But it's a beautiful, beautiful carol. It's called the Cherry Tree Carol. Joseph was an old man, and an old man was he, when he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. When he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee, said Mary to Joseph, so meek and so mild, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. But Joseph, he flew in anger flew he, let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee, let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from his mother's womb, bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. And bend down the tallest branch and touched Mary's hand. And Mary said to Joseph, see, I have cherries at my command. And Mary said to Joseph, I have cherries at my command. Cousin Thelma? This is a beautiful, beautiful song. I don't know if too many of you have heard it, but it was written by the mother, yeah, the mother of Evelyn Beers. It's a beautiful song. It's called Time Passes, and the words are so true. Please sing if you... if you know the chorus, and sing anyway because you'll learn it. I dream of things that I would do. I dream of things, some old, some new. I dream of things across the sea. I dream these things for you and me. Time passes and so must I. Time passes, the days go by. Time passes, it just stranger still. My time and dreams I can fulfill, and all these things I hold so dear are memories now. just goes on. Time passes and then we're gone. One more time, everybody sing. Time passes and so must I. Time passes, the day just goes on. Time passes and then we're gone.
Thank you. Eugenia and I went to one of the early Fox Hollow festivals. You know, this festival inspired the Fox Hollow Festival. We're very proud of that. And if you went to Fox Hollow to the festival in August, the first weekend in August, you'd be struck by the fact that the setting, the feeling is very much the same. But that time it rained 4 days and four nights. And oh, the mud, oh, and the slushes, but we never stopped. And it was a wonderful experience. And they made records of that. Pity, pity, poon, the rain came doon. And it was a great success. But we loved that song, and we loved Evelyn, and we loved Bob. And I'm sure Bob is very much with us in spirit here. Last night we heard for the first time, and Eugenia was the talent scout for Joe Smith and Jack Piccola from Merritt Island, and they're real fine pickers and singers. Let's welcome them to the stage.
We're going to play some instrumentals here. First one is called Mountain Dew. We're going to do an instrumental. Called Rocky Top. Thank you. about Earl's breakdown.
And Jack, come back here a minute, real quick. Daylight's burning. Just stand on. They told us last night they had never played for a big crowd. How do you like this big crowd, boy? They made the big time, see? Another thing we can't get along without is the bottle phone. The Wiggins family have been coming to the folk festival for years. We've watched Betsy grow up, and by goodness, you won't believe it, but she's an old married lady now, and she's going to come and play the bottle phone for us. Now, I wish we could fix that thing so we could see her. She's hidden, but maybe we can't, so maybe it's all right. They can see those pretty boots she has on. Yeah. That's better.
Okay, I'm Hallie, and I'm the one that's married. Betsy's not. And I'm going to play a couple songs for you on the bottle phone. This is an instrument that's quite unusual. And the way they get the different sounds is by filling it up a certain level. They're kind of out of tune, so I hope you'll look over that. And I'm going to play Swanee River for you. Thank you. The next song I'm going to do is You Are My Sunshine. Thank you.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day, and I'm really glad it is, because on our way up from Tampa yesterday, we heard 70% chance of you-know-what. So we were kind of glad when we got up this morning, and it wasn't you-know-what. Seen a lot of people. We've been here quite a few years, and a lot of friends. And every year you come to the Folk Festival, if you've been here before, you know, you see faces that you've seen for 1,000 years, it seems like. And those to those people, I want to say hello again. And to everybody that's new, you meet new friends too. And today we'd like to dedicate our songs to one of our oldest friends. When I first met Bert, he was dancing with the troop, Boy Scouts, and it's been a long time since then, but he has a wife now, and we'd like to dedicate both of our songs this morning to his wife, Gina. We hope they'll be really happy. But the first one is an old, old song. It's over 100 years old. It's about a housewife, if you'll excuse that. And it's about how she toils and how she works and fusses and fixes everything and keeps up with the dirt and all that kind of stuff. And then in the very end, you'll see what happens. One day I was walking, I heard a complaining. I saw an old woman, the picture of gloom. She gazed at the mud on her doorstep, 'twas raining. And this was her song as she wielded her broom. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. There are worms in the cherries and slugs on the roses and ants in the sugar, mice in the pies, the rubbish of spiders no mortal supposes, and ravaging roaches and damaging flies. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. There's too much of worriment goes to a bonnet. There's too much of ironing goes to a shirt. There's nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that lasts us but trouble and dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Last night in my dreams I was stationed forever on a small little rock in the midst of the sea. My one chance of life was a ceaseless endeavor to sweep off the waves as they swept over me. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Alas, 'twas no dream, ahead I behold it. I see I am helpless my fate to avert. She laid down her broom, her apron she folded. She lay down and died and was buried in dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be.
This song is one that Hallie and I really love to do because I'm older than Hallie. I'm 21, believe it or not, and Hallie is 19. And she's married and I'm not, so... This song is one of our favorites. It's called Whistle, Daughter, Whistle, and it's about a girl who wants to get married. And it's the conversation between the daughter, I'm going to be the daughter, and Hallie's going to be the mother. And see how the daughter outwits the mother, or the other way around, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm. Mother, I would marry, yes, I would be a bride, and I would have a young man forever at my side. Oh, for if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a cow. I cannot whistle, mother, I guess I don't know how. Oh, but if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a sheep. I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep. Oh, but if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a man. I cannot whistle, mother. Impudent little daughter, what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than for a sheep or a cow.
Well, now, the program is always a study in contrast. The Wiggins sisters, I told you, have grown up on the stage. And Frog grew up in this area, Frog Smith, a capital tale teller, a remarkable man. He's a primitive painter. He's an authority on old-time steam engines throughout the country. He writes a column for the Fort Myers paper. He writes a beautiful letter. He's one of my favorite correspondents. It's a pleasure to have Frog Smith here today.
Good morning, friends. I'm glad to be here this morning. You know, a lot of people have asked me where I got my name, Frog. Well, I'm going to tell the crowd this morning. And then I've got something to tell that Cousin Thelma said yesterday. It just hit the spot. I got my name, Frog, because during the Depression days, I hunted frogs for a living, and I caught enough frogs in one night with a hand rig to fill a barrel of frog legs. After cussed out several friends with no appreciable results, I had to wear the name. Well, yesterday, Cousin Thelma said something that hit both of us. She said there was no fool like an old fool. Well, I won't tell how old a fool she is, but I don't know about me. But I tell you one thing, she sure left me behind in one thing, in looks and intelligence. But some people wonder about my writing and wonder if it isn't crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you, my writing sometimes is just as crazy as my looks. I'm going to write you a little poem right here on this thing right here. You, if you can remember it, all right, but I'm going to tell you why I look just like I do. I wrote it years ago, and it's never changed, and I haven't changed much. That if you will listen to my story for just 1 minute, maybe two, I will tell you just what happened to make me look the way I do. I was born to be a raving beauty from my birth forever hence, but Ma's old tomcat bit the stork, and he just threw me over the fence. When I grew up, I was not pretty, but I was a diamond in the rough. The girls all took one look at me, and just that one look was enough. They would look and sigh and walk away, but some few had the grace to see I'd be much better looking if it only wasn't for my face. Folks said I'd never have a sweetheart, and I even heard some tell that I looked awful in the moonlight, and in the daytime looked like, well, so I went out to do my courting on one dark and rainy night. I got married with her dad's blessing long before it was daylight. But then you should have seen what happened before the morning sun arose, when the wife and I walked in the barnyard while her dad was doing the chores. The rooster crowed and fell off of the fence. He turned up his toes to die. The wife and I broke out in smiles because we both love chicken pie. The old man's milk and hands were cold. The old cow jumped over the moon. But when I warmed my hands and milked her, she kissed me twice and swooned. The old yard dog then passed our way. One yelp and he cleared the fence. The family looked once more and kept us in the doghouse ever since. Now, we hear a whole lot of things in poetry that could be true. At least some of them should be true. Like when I came home the other night, my wife was mad as sin. She shut the door and locked it tight, and she would not let me in until she searched my coat for hair, and smelled my breath for drink, and searched my coat for hair. When she found a strange perfume, she went up in the air. She scorched my family history from my granddad to my time, and she even hinted that I had another girl down the line. But I told her that my love was true. I said, how did I go over that? Now I wrote it myself, and I'm about to forget my own work. I ought to, though. Anyhow, I promised everything I could to prove my love was true. And I have forgotten where I'm going right there now. You all forgive me, but I'm going to go on to the next line. But every way I'd turn that night, I'd hear her speak her mind. But at last I forgot and told her all about that other girl down the line. Now, I want to come up one more little in here, and I get out of the way of somebody else that's got something worthwhile. One thing, when Cousin Thelma said, no fool like an old fool last night, I thought this. There's nobody but the old fool knows how much they get out of being a fool. You go around wearing a long face around here, and the first thing your folks are going to be calling you a mule. They got long faces, too. And I was always short-faced. I think my face was wider than it was long. The only time I ever got a long face is when I had to outrun a load of birdshot one night. I dropped a watermelon and busted it. But now they've come up with a lot of talk on birth control. They seem like there's getting too many people in the world. And they go ahead and spend a lot of money to try to keep the population down. But I thought it was a little bit better to just go ahead and write a little poem on how to control the family. So when I was young down on the farm and the hawks ate mama's chickens, my dad shot one and nailed him up, and the rest left like the dickens. Then I grew up and settled down, and everything went so fine. Then by and by there came a bird that upset my peace of mind. I thought that bird was too doggone fast to be so old and plain. He looked for all the world to me like a sandhill whooping crane. So I shot a crane and I nailed him up just to give the stork a scare. He took one look and he ain't been back in more than 40 years.